You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, the long-awaited medical tax deduction segment we have for you, going through what you could take off on your tax return, what you may not be able to take off, how sexy I think my accountant is. Really good stuff we're going to talk about today. Really good stuff. Talk about that. Also, I want to talk about the toxic smell in your car. I think it smells good, the new car smell. But more news has been released that it could be toxic. You could have BFRs and PVCs and hydrochlorinated Bali-Pi B-balls. So we need to talk about those, how they could be serious, and which cars rated best and which cars rated worst. Pretty cool stuff. A lot of medical news. I hope I could get to it after we talk about the medical tax deduction stuff, because I know that's pretty important. Many of you, I know some of you have already filed your tax return. How? How could you have already? It's mid-February? Boy, you guys are goody two-shoes. We're not. I mean, we file our tax return. I mean, because look, if we're going to owe money, right, I'd rather owe money as late as possible. Okay, I'm not going to do it right after Christmas. We're still owing our credit card companies right after Christmas. So we put it off. But you know what? You could always bring some of this back up to your accountant, or you could do it yourself. Doesn't Santorum do his taxes himself? You know, if Santorum's that good with taxes, maybe I'll have him do my taxes. I don't think he'll charge me that much. All right, but we are taking your phone calls because I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, you can email me at drdahlia.com. You can follow me on Facebook. And, you know, your city may not be getting the Dr. Dahlia Show. So you need to contact your local news talk station. Tell them you need Dr. Dahlia, and Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. All right, what's going on here? Chinese factory workers are only getting $8 for every iPad sale. Did you guys hear about that? A South Korean newspaper said that Chinese factory workers are paid, $8 are paid substantially less than their counterparts elsewhere around the world, according to Korea Daily. Citing sources, factory workers in China who are producing iPads collectively earn about $8 per unit, or about 1.6% of the cheapest iPad price. How much are iPads? $500-$600, right, with Wi-Fi? They only get $8. Korean factory workers, however, get about $34 a unit. So they get 6.8% of the sales price. See, you know what they need to do? They need to figure out their own iPad. Oh, yeah, we got some tech news. I guess Twitter has admitted that they upload your address book from your iPhone. Apple is really ticked off about this. I don't know if you guys heard. You know, whenever you want to find friends on Twitter to get more tweets or get more twits that tweet or Twitter your tweet, whatever, Twitter followers, right? So you want to add friends, find friends. So it'll upload your address book and then keep it for about a year and a half. So if you have people on your address book, like your parole officer, you know, or whatnot, that you're supposed to kind of keep confidential, you could get in trouble. Yeah. No, my parole officer I was able to take off a couple years ago. All right, let's go to the phone lines. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, Doc Dahlia, this is Jim.
Hey, Jim.
I am a trucker.
Trucker.
And I really love listening to your program most every day. And my question for you is this. My normal schedule requires me to do almost all of my driving at night. I was speaking with a couple of other trucking buddies of mine, and they are taking a prescription
Provigil.
Drug called Provigil.
Yeah.
They absolutely swear by it. Says it makes them feel, I guess you'd say, normal while working at night. They also said it was a very expensive drug, but anyhow, I just wanted to see what your take was on Provigil. Is it safe? Is it addictive? Any side effects? Just wanted to get your opinion on it, and once again, just want to say thanks for acknowledging all of us truckers out here, and thank you for all you do for us.
I love you guys. I love you guys. No, yeah, provincial. It's probably, you know, one of the most sought after medications for my overnight workers, my shift workers, my beloved truckers. Provincial, what's nice is it's not speed. It'll stimulate your dopamine and it'll be a stimulant, but it's not like speed. And so people do really well. They don't get that buzz. It keeps them awake. It's actually indicated for narcolepsy. You know that condition when you fall asleep during the day? Many people have that if they have obstructive sleep apnea. We talked about obstructive sleep apnea where you block off your air supply in your sleep. So then you don't really get a good sleep the night before, so you're tired the next day. But no, Provigil, very, very well, well used, well circulated. It still can be habit forming, though. That's the problem. I mean, my only concern with you is, well, I mean, if you take it to keep yourself up, and like you said, your shift is usually at night, then when are you going to go off it? You see, I mean, you know, once you commit to it, you know, then, and I'm not saying you're going to go through withdrawal if you go off of it, but if you're taking it to keep yourself up at night and you don't see yourself having any change with your shift anytime soon, you're going to be on it for a long time. Now, if you're like Dahlia, I'm going to be probably changing my shift at the end of the summer. Okay, we're only going to be talking, what, 5-6 months. But if this is your job, you know, for now until the distant future, and you don't know if anything's going to change, just be careful because you could be on it long term. Avoid grapefruit. I believe, I think this is one of the medicines you have to avoid, grapefruits. If you're a big Greyhound drinker, you got to be careful with that. Also, you got to make sure you aren't taking it with any antidepressants or blood thinners. Sometimes medicine you use for your antifungals, like your toenail fungus, you got to be careful about that. And you got to be careful drinking. You're not really supposed to drink with this medicine. Have I seen any side effects? I really haven't. I have not seen any side effects with this medicine. Are there? Oh, of course. I mean, you know, if you read the PI, they'll say dizziness and headache and shortness of breath, etc. And any of those stop it. But for the most part, it's really well tolerated and it works really well. But, oh, but don't take it if you have a heart condition. Make sure your heart's safe. All right, Jim, thank you for your call. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail. designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a four-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, this is going to be a tough one. The font is horrible. I am looking at the IRS website. Oh, could they make this any more difficult? Okay, let me find a website here because this is really important. Your medical tax deductions. Did you know you could write off LASIK surgery? I didn't. I had LASIK years ago. I didn't know you could write that off. Okay. All right. Now, I'm not an accountant. Right? I'm not an accountant. I'm a medical doctor. So we are going to be going through these as easily as possible. I find accounting boring. Every guy I ever dated who was an accountant dumped me. In fact, I have a real bitter taste in my mouth for the whole accounting industry. But my particular accountant's really cool, sexy, smart guy, right? Kept us out of jail. I like him. Now, see, our problem is we just don't know. You know, I'm not going to tell him, you know, all the medical stuff I had. I haven't been deducting any of my medical. I you know, because, no, I don't listen to my show. Okay, so there's a certain rule, right? You can't just go to the doctor, spend a $20 copay, and then deduct that $20 copay. It has to be your adjustable. Let me see. What is the word for it? Your gross adjusted income. Okay. Hey, bear with me, guys. All right. So basically what you do, all right, is you look at your income and you do the 7.5% rule. So you take 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. If you spent more than 7.5%, I believe above and beyond that, you will be able to deduct for medical expenses. But if you're under the 7.5, may not work. Okay? Now, there may be some lump sums that may be more money than what you spend with the 7.5% rule. For example, some of these standard lump sum deductions, if you're single or filing separately if married, could be $5,700. Ooh, maybe I should file separate from my husband. Head of household with dependents, $8,400. Marrying and filing jointly, $11,000. Now, of course, I mean, this is if you had multiple surgeries and you're way above that 7.5%. They say add $1,100 for each spouse 65 or older. Oh, so if you're under 65, it's 11 grand. If both of you are over 65, you can add an extra 2,200. If you're self-employed, you could deduct 100% of the premium cost from your income. So you could deduct 100% of your insurance, but the 7.5% rule doesn't apply to you. So again, here's the thing. If you qualify for the lump sum, and that's, you know, better than the 7.5% rule, and what you could deduct above that, that's better. Okay, see, I'm starting to sound like an accountant. I'm confusing everybody. Okay, now, this is news to me. That 7.5% rule is changing. They say for years beginning after December 31, 2012, you may deduct only the amount by which your total medical expenses exceed 10%. Of your adjusted gross income. I didn't know they did that to us. So basically, you all are thinking, okay, good, let's do the 7.5% of whatever's above that, I could start deducting. Next year, 10%, which means it's not gonna, your deductions aren't gonna kick in till you've paid over 10%, which is, to me, baloney. So let's say you make $60,000 a year. You won't be able to deduct until after you spent $6,000. All right, well, let's start racking up, right, to start filling up that $6,000. Now, that's for next year. This year is 7.5%, all right, so I'd have to calculate that out. Okay, so let's say if you make $10,000, that would be $750, right? No. Okay, carry the one. You all get it. Okay, anyway, all right, it'll be less than the 10%. Okay, so what can you – listen, I took Calculus 3. I didn't take addition in college. All right, they say whenever you get a service or treatment – the cost you pay out of pocket for that visit is deductible. Whether you pay a copay, a coinsurance, a deductible for your doctor visits, your dental visits, your eye exam, your lab fees, your surgery, your hospital care. I'm hoping they also include physical therapy. I'm not seeing it on this list. All right. So you could add just, you know, bring in everything. Just put, I mean, you don't want to lie on your taxes if you're doing it yourself. And again, I would always suggest an accountant because they're way smarter than I could ever be on this. But if you are able to, I mean, if your medical deductions, you know, add up, if you look at all the copays and all the deductibles, if you have a $5,000 deductible, right, then you're going to be way over that 7.5 if you're making $50,000-$60,000 a year. Okay. Prescriptions count. Prescriptions, birth control pills count. Insulin. Now, they say over-the-counter drugs that the doctor has prescribed to you, but not ones you bought without a prescription. So if your doctor prescribed an over-the-counter medication, prescribed it, and you bought it. Now, if the doctor only recommended it, you cannot deduct it. So this is kind of interesting. So when my doctor says, go get some Tucks or Preparation H for your hemorrhoids, if he just tells me that's not good enough, he has to prescribe it. I go to the pharmacy says, go right there to aisle 5, and then I go and get it. It looks like that could be deductible, okay? You can't include vitamins or supplements, they said. They also say you can't include any medicines you bought in Mexico and brought over the border or Canada. You got that? Okay, now this is something many of you didn't know. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. We're going over medical tax deductions. And by the way, if any of you guys are just tuning in and you're missing any of this, I am going to probably talk about some of this the next hour and on my weekend show because this is important stuff. You can calculate the travel to and from the doctor's office. So every time you go in for your pap smear or every time you go in to see the doctor, you could calculate 16.5 cents per mile. Now, let me double check. That's a 2010 rate. I don't know if I have the rate for your 2011 year. You may have to, I'm looking on the IRS website. I don't see it. Well, of course, they're not going to make that really nice and legible. I got to tell you, this font is a 2-point font. I really can't read this. But anyway, the point with that is you could calculate X amount of cents per mile, if you go to the doctor, if you go to the hospital. if you have to have frequent treatments. Now, let's say you're like, darn, I never recorded it. Well, you still have proof you went to the doctor, right? You have all your EOBs. Your doctor can also give you a breakdown of all the visits, and then you could Google it. And you could photocopy, again, you know, we all have to be prepared in case we get audited. You could photocopy the Google map that says going to Dr. Dahlia's office was 10.5 miles one way. Don't forget round trip. Let's say you have to pay for parking. Let's say you have to pay any tolls. Let's say you have to pay for your airfare, your bus fare, your cab drive. Let's say you go to Mayo Clinic or UCLA and you need to stay in a hotel. Okay, now, you know, staying at the Camelback Inn or, you know, going to Disneyland, it's got to be kind of appropriate, of course. But if you have to stay in a hotel nearby, they say you could deduct up to $50 per night lodging for trips. And then again, the cents per mile. I don't see anything here that's saying gas. It should include gas, but again, I'm not seeing it. Again, but document it. Keep all your receipts. All right. LASIK, maybe you guys had laser eye surgery. LASIK could be tax deductible. Your RK, radial keratotomy, which most people don't do anymore. Glasses. Yeah, but glasses could be contact lenses. Even your saline solution and your enzyme cleaner. I never saved any of my receipts. Yes, your saline solution, that stuff adds up. If you take a look, $150 here, $100 here, $20 there, this stuff adds up. Dental deductions. When you seek dental treatment, you can actually use these as your tax-deductible expenses. Cleanings, treatments, artificial teeth, veneers, dentures, maybe. You know what? Double check on that one. Double check. I'm getting some conflicting information on that. Double check on that. Acupuncture. From what I heard, your acupuncture, your chiropractic treatment, if it's for medical reasons, if a doctor prescribed it, that could be tax deductible. How many of you guys have gone to the chiropractor multiple times last year? Therapy, psychologists, psychoanalysis, psychiatric care, even Christian Science practitioners, that all could possibly be deductible. Medical equipment, all right? Just an example, a guide dog. If you have a true medical guide dog, right, that you could use. My guide cat and all the poo-poo powder I have to buy for its litter box, I could probably deduct that. Okay, I know you don't really have a guide cat. Wheelchairs. Your sugar monitor. Every time you buy an AccuCheck monitor and your strips and lancets, that could be deductible. Oxygen, artificial limbs, hearing aids, those expensive hearing aids, crutches. Okay, now premiums. This is tricky. They say if you are employed and your employer sponsors your health insurance. Now, I'm getting this from a better fonted website. I'm getting this from FYI Living, okay? And I've kind of looked through these. These look pretty good. But, of course, everything I tell you, double check with your accountant if you can. They say if you are employed and your employer sponsors your health insurance, then only include medical and dental premiums if they are in box one of your form W-2. I hope you all know what that is. If not, your premiums are already taken from your salary pre-tax, so you can't deduct them. But we'll talk a little bit more about this. Don't go away. More medical tax deductions on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
and over 6,000 preparedness items get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items and counting, because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydro packs, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid, medical, emergency or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com. Or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIE, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're talking about medical deductions for your 2011 tax returns that you're filing this year in 2012. Keep in mind, you got an extra couple days since April 15th falls on a Sunday, and I guess it's a holiday in Washington on Monday, the 16th. Taxes aren't due till April 17th, so that gives you plenty of time to get your taxes in order. We will be ready by April 16th at 11:59 p.m. That's just how my family does it. Okay, so we're talking about premiums. If your employer pays your premiums, you can't really write it off. If your premiums are already taken out from your salary pre-tax, you can't deduct it. But premiums we're talking about, if you're self-employed, 100% of your premiums are tax-deductible. And they say for the first time, Medicare contributions can be as well. Oh, my gosh. You know, Medicare contributions, I think they started about a year ago. So if your Medicare contributions are tax-deductible, that has to be taken into effect. Who knew? The premiums we're talking about, hospitalization, surgery, X-ray, prescription coverage. So your Medicare Part D, dental coverage, prepaid insurance premiums, COBRA, those can be covered. From what I understand, your life insurance may not be covered. Disability, like lost earnings, loss of life or dismemberment. Sometimes Medigap supplemental insurance may not be covered. Again, double check these, all right? Because premiums are very expensive. And if we're trying to come up with $5,000-$6,000 to deduct, I mean, imagine many of us are spending that kind of money already on premiums. So that I think many of you are going to qualify for many more medical deductions. Again, but you got to, like I said, you got to go back, look at your LASIK, look at your contact lenses, look at your dental visits. And I know many of you are forgetting to do your drive time. All right. Every time you went to the doctor or the dentist, you know, I'd like to know with pharmacy, if you had to drive to the pharmacy to pick up your drug, if that counts, something to ask your accountant. Okay. Now, many people don't know this. Pregnancy tests are tax deductible. All right. You're trying to get pregnant. You're taking a pregnancy test. And those are $20-$25 a pop. Pregnancy test, birth control pills, in vitro fertilization. Many of you couples are spending thousands of dollars on that. Sterilization, like a vasectomy, tubal ligation. Huge. Surgery to reverse sterilization. So, you know, you meet somebody, she wants to have a baby, now you got to reverse a vasectomy. Abortions are tax deductible. Midwife for delivery. If they are a registered nurse, they would be categorized in the medical service category, and if not, they could still fall under nursing services. So if you had a midwife, it looks like that could be counted as well. Now, all right, this is all of your deductions, right? All right, now do it for your spouse and do it for your dependents and add all of these up, okay? Now, what can you not deduct? Okay, they say you cannot deduct health savings account, flexible spending account, your FSA or contributions that are already pre-tax, and the HSAs are deducted separately, they say, another IRS, form. All right. You can't really, like we talked about earlier, you cannot deduct your vitamins or your supplements, over-the-counter drugs like aspirin, cold medication, insulin, everyday personal use items, right? Like tampons. I know, Lord knows, I get like a big government check back for those. No, can't use it. You can't really write off a toothbrush. You see, that's weird. You could write off your contact lens cleaner. So you could clean your contact lenses. You just can't clean your teeth. Gym or spa memberships you can't write off. However, according to the IRS website, if you pay payments to participate in a weight loss program for a specific disease or diseases that was diagnosed by a physician, payments for diet food items or payment of the health club dues could be deductible. So you can't say I'm going to the gym and you know, because you want to look sexy in a size 2 and get that deducted. But if your doctor made you do this, maybe to qualify for weight loss surgery, that could be deductible. It might be deductible. Okay? Vacations. All right. Now, if you go on a vacation because of stress, oh, I work for Dr. Dahlia, I can't handle it, I need to go to Hawaii and stress out. No. But, like I said, if you are traveling to go and see a doctor in Hawaii, that might be deductible. You might be a redneck, right? You might be deductible. Cosmetic surgery. Unless to repair a deformity caused by a condition or accident. Like that Denver news anchor that got bit in the face. Yeah, that's probably going to be covered. Well, actually, it's probably going to be covered under her workman's comp at the job. And then in that case, she wouldn't be able to deduct it. But if you had an injury and you need cosmetic surgery for that, getting a breast implants, no, probably not. Teeth whitening. Oh, let's go back to that. I have a lot of patients that say, Dahlia, I need a breast reduction because my bra hurts my back. Insurance companies used to cover that. You know, if I wrote a letter saying my patient has back pain, let her get a breast reduction, sometimes that would fly. I'm hearing it's not flying anymore. And again, remember, be careful. Okay? The IRS could choose to audit you anytime they like. You may say, look, I have the doctor's note, I have that, but it could be a red flag. So, you know, just be careful with it. But then again, many breast reductions are in the $10,000 range. And, you know, if you need to hit a certain level before you can deduct, that'll sure you throw you over. definitely throw you over. But just be prepared if you have an audit. All right? Teeth whitening. Can't if you bleach your teeth. Hair transplants don't count. Hair removal, right? Like I talked about, my laser hair removal, couldn't write it off. Babysitters, child care, diaper service for a healthy child. Diaper service. Diaper service exists? I change my own kids' diapers. I clean the floor if the poo-poo fell on it. I wash my own hands. What does a diaper service do? You could actually pay somebody to change your baby? Gosh, the rich are lucky. Medical marijuana? Nah. Can't deduct it. Or other controlled substances? See, here's the thing. Even if your state okays your medical marijuana, remember your tax deductions are federal. So, again, you need to be careful. Okay, so basically you got a review from multiple websites I've given you on tax deductions and the IRS website. Again, just keep in mind, I'm not an accountant. You just got advice from a medical doctor. And I guess the take-home message that I want you to get is there's probably a lot of things you could deduct that you haven't been deducting, and I just want you to think about it, okay? Copays, deductible, certain premiums depending on where you lie, your distance to and from the doctor, your travel. We talked about $50 at a night for your hotel room could count, eyeglasses, hearing aids, crutches, your glucose monitor, your supplies for your glucose monitor. So many things that many of us don't even think about. You save. Just save your receipts. I know your house gets cluttered. You know, I go to Walmart and I buy those clear plastic bins and I throw them all in there, and then you just kind of slap a piece of paper saying 2011 receipts or 2012 receipts. Now, true, yes, I've seen my purse. I got a lot of receipts in my purse. But, you know, and also the moral of the story is if you do want to join a gym or if you do want Weight Watchers, et cetera, it wouldn't hurt to get a doctor's prescription for it. If the doctor is recommending it because this is his weight loss program for you, that could count. And, again, I just want you to save money. And don't forget the oxygen. Do not forget counting the oxygen because that could add up. CPAP machine and supplies they didn't mention, but I bet those could be counted too. All right, guys, when we come back, we're going to be talking about which cars are the worst for new car smell. And if you missed anything, the next hour I am going to be talking about this because it's just too important, okay? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In political news, this just in, that's my phone. Sorry. Sorry, iPhone. Let me shut it off. All right, probably my mother. Okay, Mom, I'll call you later. You should be listening to my show and not calling me on my phone. Really, Mom? Yeah, my husband doesn't listen to my show. My mom doesn't listen to my show. Thank God the 5 or 6 of you do, honestly. Thank God. No, you know what? If my mom listened to the show, she'd call in. My son listened. My son was listening to the show, and he calls in, and he asks, you know, for an iPhone for his birthday. On air. iPhone. Now, if this was off air and at the house, I'd be ripping him a new one, right? You know, but I was on air, so he knew I couldn't curse. And I couldn't, you know, I wanted to try to look like a cool mom. So I yelled at him. I said, you don't get your tushy on the air. You don't call me at work for an iPhone. What is it? You know, so yeah, I did yell at him. I yelled at him. But again, it was a very clean yell. All right. So this just in, CBS News is saying that Mitt Romney could be stripped of his main win. Apparently, even though Mitt Romney won the main caucus a few days ago, He won, I guess, by 200 votes over Ron Paul. From what I understand, they need to do a recount. They haven't counted all the votes. Apparently, there were certain areas that were allowed to schedule their caucuses outside the window between February 4th and February 11th. They wanted to be counted in the final tally. From what I understand, they might not have been. So if there are more than 200 votes for Ron Paul in that and none for Romney, Mitt Romney could lose his main win. Now, remember, Mitt Romney lost the Iowa win, right? When they finally finished the counting on that one, they said, oh, Iowa goes to Santorum. What's the whole point of these caucuses? Right? I mean, we watch them on TV, and then they say, okay, you win. And then a few days later, go, nope, my bad. You didn't win. And isn't the purpose of these caucuses to build momentum? And then you go on to the next state. Not that that helped Gingrich. Gingrich lost his momentum, you know, right away. But I think this is really done halfway. I have to apologize. I didn't watch the other primaries as closely as I watched this one because I wasn't in radio at the time. You know, I watched them, but I didn't watch them with this much detail. And is it just me or is this year a complete cluster? It looks like an absolute cluster. Low turnout. I think another debate got canceled. I think there was supposed to be a March 1 debate. Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney didn't want to go, and Newt didn't want to debate himself. He's a master debater, I know, but he didn't want to debate himself. So, yeah, I guess I don't know. So, anyway, also in political news, I guess the White House, is this the campaign director? He said something that offended Latinos. Looks like the Hispanic Leadership Network Executive Director Jennifer Sevilla Corn issued a statement Thursday taking issue with Obama's 2012 campaign manager Jim Messina's tweet Wednesday, referring to a Washington Post article in which Jim Messina tweeted and said, line of the day from Dana Milbank, I don't know who this is, the chimichanga, it may be the only thing Republicans have left to offer Latinos. That's not even funny. The chimichanga, you see, this really, if I was Latina, now, true, we have Puerto Rican in the family, but that's by marriage, so I'm not a true Latina, even though I like to dance salsa, and I just love, I mean, one of my little fantasies is I'm a nice Jennifer Lopez. That's what, you know, I want to be. If you guys need explanation for that one, yeah, a lot of people in Vegas don't like her, especially those that receive tips. She's pretty well known in Vegas for not being nice to the crew out here and tipping. So, but anyway, one of my fantasies would be I could sing, dance, and be a real nice, well-tipping Jennifer Lopez. And I mean, I would absolutely find offense to that. Some people are like, really? Everybody is too sensitive. No. You know, why are people, when they stereotyping Latinos or Latinas, putting in food? What was that mayor? He made a taco comment. Are you kidding me? Right? Don't Italians like spaghetti and meatballs? Don't Israelis like falafel? I mean, but why is it only the Latino population that gets connected to food all the time? It's stupid. It's ridiculous. So anyway, I think that's not a smart start for the Obama campaign. They need to get a clue. All right. We've talked about clues on the show. All right. Now, in car news, Nevada is the first state in the country to approve self-driving cars. They say this is a necessary step for Google's vision to become a reality. The Nevada Department of Motor Vehicles said its legislative commission today approved regulations allowing for the operation of self-driving vehicles. Why does a car need to drive itself? Where is it going? A party? Nevada rules are the next step in a process that began last summer when the state passed a bill that required its DMV to draft the rules. Well, of course, you're having a car with no driver. Autonomous test vehicles will display a red license plate. I don't want to be driving next to a car. I mean, where's the driver in the back seat, the trunk? Autonomous test vehicles will display a red license plate, Nevada official said. If and when the technology is approved for public use, the cars will carry a green license plate. Nevada's license plates are bluish gray now, with the mountains fading into the yellowish sky. yeah, probably because you like a mountain. The regulations, let me see. Okay, I don't know if I like this. Why are we having cars with no drivers? Well, maybe that's the problem. Okay, they say video confirmed that one of Google's self-driving cars had been involved in a fender bender. Well, really? That Google blamed on the Google human driver in the car rather than the vehicle's autonomous systems. Sergey Brin, a Google co-founder who has taken the self-driving car and other special projects under his wing, said he wants a self-driving car to drive 1,000,000 miles without an accident. That would be nice. The company has also patented a landing strip for the cars, able to orient it or transfer information to it via short-range wireless technologies. Okay, I can understand if you're drunk and you need a designated driver, but I'm sorry, as a non-drunk driver driving next to you, I don't want it. All right, what else do we not want? The new car smell. According to a new study from the nonprofit Ecology Center and Healthy Stuff Org, they say you could be sniffing toxic fumes from chemicals in the car interior. Researchers found more than 275 different chemicals in the interior of cars. Some have bromine from brominated flame retardants, BFRs, which are added to plastics to make them less flammable, chlorine used for polyvinyl chloride, PVC for plastics and windshields. They said the most healthy car is the 2010 Honda Civic, who got a score of 0.46. But let's look at the 10 worst. The Mini Cooper comes in at number 10 at 2.84. Okay, as opposed to the Honda Civic, it did not have any bromine-based flame retardants and used PVC-free fabrics. Mini Cooper had a 2.8 score. Next is the VW Eos. VW Eos had a 2.85 score. Kia Sportage had a 2.87 score, coming in at number 8. 7 was the Chevy Aveo 5 at a 2.89 score. So these are, I guess, getting worse as we go. The Hyundai Accent was a 2.98 score. All right. Wouldn't you want a flame retardant? Mazda CX-7, 3.08 tied. Wow. I've seen Mazda CX-7 commercials. Nissan Versa, 3.08 ties. Oh, wow. This is a pretty exciting survey. I don't have any of these. I had a Mini Cooper. Okay, it's not loading. The Kia Soul, a 3.11 comes in number 3. The second most worst, if this doesn't take forever to load. Oh, wait a second, I got the number 1. Where's the number 2? I'm sorry, guys, my computer really stinks. It went from number 3 to number 1. Somebody can't count on this website. Oh, there is no number 2. So the number 3 place was Kia Soul, and the number 1 worst offender of the PVCs and BFRs is the Chrysler 200 SC with a 3.17 score. I love new car smell. It's better than the smell our car usually smells like with a whole bunch of men in our family. All right, guys, great show. If you want to listen in, please do. We're going to recap some important stuff from this hour and give you more medical news. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.